they would be?
Pigs.
Where would you keep them?
In the hog pen.
And?
Or pig pen, or sty.
Did you hear it called sty around here?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the most common?
I'd say pen was more common than sty. But one of the more prominent local bootleggers kept his bootleg whiskey in the pigsty.
And where were them? You store corn.
Store corn. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a corn crib or a corn barn?
Yeah, corn crib.
Was that a separate building? Or?
No, it was built right on the side of a barn.
Mm-hmm. What about a building for storing grain?
Well, silo. But we don't have, there are some silos in this county, but not a lot.
Do you ever hear of anything called a granary or granary?
Uh-uh.
And do you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides commercial farm or something?
Well, yeah, for butter, cheese.
Do you ever hear dairy used to refer to a little building where you could store milk or butter? Something you could have out in your yard, maybe?
No. You had springs. You stored the milk and the butter in a spring.
What about spring turnips or potatoes? How would they be kept?
Well, in a cellar.
And if you raised a lot of them, corn, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
And cotton would grow out in a
field.
What about something smaller than a field?
You can't grow cotton in something smaller than a field.
Or say that you grow potatoes in or something. You'd call that a potato.
Patch.
What size would a patch be?
Oh, less than an acre.
What sort of things would grow there?
Well, you could have a garden patch. It'd be about half an acre to an acre.
And?
But anything you want to grow in a garden, you could grow in a little patch.
Just a lot of different things?
Yeah, mustard greens, turnip greens.
And if you wanted to get the ground ready for planting, you'd break it up with a
plow.
What different kinds of plows do people used to have?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear any names?
Yes.
Sure.
I couldn't come up with anyone.
What about something similar to a plow? It's got a lot of little teeth in it. It breaks up the ground finer than a plow.
A tiller?
Do you ever hear of anything called a harrow or a horror?
Yeah, but not here. I mean, I've read about them, but not. I've never heard it here.
How would you call that?
I call it a harrow.
And when you're raising cotton and you have to go out and sort of thin the cotton out, what would you say you're doing?
Hoeing it.
Do you ever hear the expression chopping cotton or scraping cotton?